Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. And yes, I am an educated idiot. I took lessons to be this stupid. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to. And you've chosen this one, which I would like to believe shows me what a high IQ you have. And but really, truly, I do appreciate the time and the kind emails that you send. You know, we've got a lot going on. Tonight's a great night to be safe. Let's not be stupid. I know many of you... many of you say you're at home, but we know better than that. I know a lot of you are going out to have some fun. That doesn't mean you can be stupid. I just really want you back here with me tomorrow and the next day and the next day to enjoy the show and the topics. But one of my favorite people in this business is on the line with me right now. Andrea Kay, host of the Andrea Kay Show out of San Diego, California. I love my time with her. Andrea, thanks for being with me. I don't get to spend much time with you.
I know. I can't think of a better way to end 2020 than chatting with you on the phone. But what do you mean, don't be stupid? Now what am I supposed to do for the rest of the night when I leave you if I can't be stupid?
Well, if you wanted to sit at home and drink that fifth of vodka, that's up to you. But I wanted to make sure you guys all come back all safe and good. I'm worried that people are going to try to cut loose and get in under the radar. But you know what? We'll just believe that people are going to do the right thing and stay safe. I don't care about the mask. By the way, don't try to wear a mask while chugging a beer. It doesn't work, okay?
Not unless you got one of those clever masks where they put a hole in it. That's my kind of a mask hole. I don't want to be confronted with a mask hole telling me in a store that my mask isn't tight enough. But there's lots of, you know, American ingenuity is on display here this year with people wanting to be able to imbibe while wearing a mask at the same time. Now, I don't know what's going on up in your area, but down here we got a new mayor. And he put out an executive order and says he's increased the forces. The popo is out tonight. Looking for you. I wouldn't be surprised if they were going around knocking on doors and peeping in people's houses to see what's going on. It's scary down here, Joe.
Yeah, welcome to Communist California. You're right. You know, and I don't know if you heard, but Virginia is actually looking to allocate some money to have put together a police force to go door to door to pick up guns. All right, what they perceive to be illegal guns. This is going to be an interesting year, isn't it, Andrea?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I could say that I was looking at 2021 as being a solid, our man, you know, won the election in a landslide, and now we can look to, you know, continuing the MAGA agenda of continued economic, you know, restoration and the vaccines rolling out and everybody feeling good, and we're just going to continue the economic revival under President Trump. But I think what we've got to look forward to is more pain in the form of more government control and fascism and totalitarianism, especially out here in California. So I'm hoping that what we can look to in 2021, Joe Messina, is a recall of Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can make that happen. But you know, they're such thieves and crooks, frankly, that you know, remember that all these signatures have to go to the county recorders. The county recorders have to verify these signatures and make sure. And unlike the election, during the election, I'm sure these verifications will be at 110% plus. There's no way they're going to let these things go, right?
Yeah. You know, you're right. The recall is just like a regular election. As Stalin said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes, right? So with a recall, it's not who's the signatures, it's who's verifying the signatures. So I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, we can look forward to more stupid going into 2021. Yeah,
but you know what? I'm the guy that says it's partly our people, too. We waited all this time. We should have been fighting for Trump. We should have been fighting for these elections all through the 4 years. And I think that, again, I won't say that we didn't do something, but, man, we should be as loud, we should be as in their, not violent, but as loud as in their face as they are in our faces. We should be calling out their elected officials on a regular basis.
Well, we should have even done more than that. You know, one of the things that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up and galls me, in as much as I love Rudy Giuliani, but every time he says that Philly has been known for decades of being, you know, so full of election fraud that there's a nickname for it, I sit there and I go, then why wasn't anything done about
it? That's right.
Why have we, for decades now, the Republican Party has sat back and allowed election fraud to continue, and their message is turnout, turnout. Oh, election fraud's not a problem. We just need greater turnout. Well, look where we are. And the Republican Party did nothing to stop ballot harvesting here in California. They've done nothing to purge the voter rolls when all these different governors across the country decided to exploit coronavirus to, you know, issue illegal executive orders for mail-in ballots. Would the Republican Party do nothing? Because the truth of the matter is, Joe, the GOP doesn't want this MAGA program. They're happy to see Trump gone. That's why every one of these contested states is actually run by Republicans. If Republicans cared about Trump and cared about MAGA and putting America first, they wouldn't have certified these fraudulent results in any of these states.
No, they'd be stepping up now. If nothing else, why not do the audit? All it clears your name, it clears their name, it gives people a sense of surety about the election. But they're not even willing to do that. You're right. They want the money. They want the power. That's what it boils down to.
Right. Exactly. And then right on the heels, doing nothing about the fraud, certifying fraudulent results. Now they're pulling the same crap in Georgia. Turnout, turnout, turnout. And if you don't promise to go and vote, shame on you, Georgia voters, putting all the burden on the backs of the Georgia voters. Well, you know, all the election fraud, my family lives in all across the state of Georgia, and they're telling me that the Georgia runoff election has been in place, taking place, early voting's been going on pretty much since November, with all the same fraud mechanisms in place. So what's going to be different in January, Jeff?
All right, hey, listen, that sound means we've got to go to a break. Tell people where to find your show. They got to catch your show.
Well, thank you. Go to AndreaKShow.com, and I look forward to another year of being with my buddy Joe on the radio.
She got a great show, guys. You got to check it out. Love her. Love what she does and her fight. Dr. Jerome Corzine joins us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
We are back at it. Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How often do you hear radio guys, you know, promoting somebody else? That doesn't make me a saint or anything like that. All I'm saying is that if we truly are in this fight together, all of us, then we need to band together, because there's a lot of conservative commentators. I could go on this for just an hour, but there's a lot of conservative commentators out there that are in it for one reason: them, their fame. They want you to listen to them because they're the greatest things since sliced bread. There are other guys out there better than I am. There are other guys out there smarter than I am. There's other guys out there that won't take on the issues that I'll take on. So you got to find somebody you're comfortable with. You got to find somebody you like being, you know, with and listening to, you can trust. Andrea Kaye's one of those people. She's rabid when it comes to some of these issues. She'll just dig in and won't give up. Anyway, as I promised you, you know, I try to bring up people that are smarter than I in certain areas, and here's one of them. All right, we're back at it again. A guest that I'd love to have on the show. I want to introduce Dr. Jerome Corzai to you, and he's a best-selling author. 25 books since 2004. Six on the New York Times best-selling list, and founder and CEO of Corzai Nation. Dr. Jerome, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you're 25. My God, you must just sit there and just crank out books all the time. I've only been able to get out a couple.
Well, I've written with a real passion, I'll tell you. And yeah. There's been so much going on. This new world order and all the craziness we've been fighting going back to 2004 when I started working with the Swift Boats and co-authoring with John O'Neill, the Unfit for Command book of the Swift Boats speaking out against John Kerry. I've been at it ever since.
Wow. You know, I'll just get right to, as they say, the elephant in the room. Can Trump still pull this off?
I believe so. I mean, first of all, I don't think the American people are going to allow this much obvious voting fraud. And we've got a Baghdad Bob media, nothing to see here, you know, move on. And our Justice Department and Supreme Court we're realizing how corrupt our institutions have become, not enforcing the law. If it's Democrats cheating or stealing or Hunter Biden getting all kinds of money around the world, China and Ukraine, the Justice Department doesn't care. And the Supreme Court won't take the case. I mean, this is disgraceful, but I think the final line is going to be January 6th, 2021, which is about a week away,
right,
when Vice President Pence presides over a joint session of Congress, and they have to certify these electoral college votes. I don't think Pence is going to allow the certification of fraudulent electoral votes, and pretty intense studies have been going on of the various laws and amendments, 12th Amendment, which regulate how the president is to be selected. And I think Trump will find that Pence will come to his defense and basically reject the fraudulent elections, which the American people clearly see and are frustrated that we've come to such a point in our government where we can't get an honest result. If we lose voting integrity, I think we lose everything in this country.
Oh, I agree. I agree to no end. You know, Dr. Corzai, I've been saying that I don't want a physical war, but, I mean, I'm looking at a sort of a civil war if this doesn't go down a certain way. And to your point, because people are going to feel on both sides of the aisle that this has been stolen. Many of my Democrat, quote-unquote, friends say, yeah, of course they wanted to win, but they don't want to win like this. They thought this was just way, way over the top. And, you know, can this be... What happens if Pence goes for it and says, no, I'm not allowing these electors, this electoral college votes in, and President Trump gets in again? Where do the Dems have to go from there, legally?
Well, I don't. The Dems have been doing lawfare, and you know, lawfare is using as a law to destroy the Constitution. It's a form of kind of devious but brilliant reading of the law engineered by people like Larry Tribe, who's a professor of constitutional law at Harvard. The universities have gone so far left, they're over a cliff. And I think what's happening, first of all, to answer your question, Pence, if he does certify that Trump is going to be president, he'll be a hero, American hero, you know, the equivalent of, that'd be up there with Thomas Jefferson and other heroes we've had that preserved the Constitution. You know, Pence didn't help write the Constitution, but he's sure going to take a step to preserve it. He'll be demonized by the left. But I think what's going on is a fundamental realignment here of American politics. I'm seeing both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have committed suicide. The Democrats have become communists, Marxists, and that's a small percentage of the population, maybe 12 or 13%, maybe 17%, but no majority. And the GOP with Mitch McConnell, who did not support Donald Trump in the 2020 election and hasn't even supported him with his $2,000 relief check to individuals, this has become a party of the swamp, the GOP. They're a party of big business, multinational corporations. It's all about money. The majority of the American people, I think, are now in what I'm going to call a mega party. It hasn't yet been fully formed, but I think it's in the process of forming, where people in the middle America are saying they're really for Donald Trump and for the Constitution. You know, Obama ridiculed us, but we do want to cling to our guns and our Bibles, our Second Amendment, our First Amendment freedoms. And a lot of the Democrats who are moderates have no home any longer in this communist Democratic Party. They're joining Trump. And the patriots have left the GOP, and together with minorities and libertarians, I think you've got a 65% majority center-right party that will, in fact, be our politics in the future. We've had very few fundamental voter realignments in the history of our country. I think the last one was 1968 when the South, which since the founding of the country had been pro-slavery and democratic, in 1968, when the after the race riots and the civil rights legislation and the anti-war protests, the South became law and order GOP under Nixon. And that shift where the South has been GOP has persisted since 1968. Now today, I think the GOP is dying, and a large number of voters are no longer identifying as GOP. Trump is the future of the GOP if they had half a brain. But I think they're too tied down and compromised by money, including Mitch McConnell. I think the GOP as such will be marginalized like the DNC in the future.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Dr. Corzine just after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Life.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Despite no crowds being allowed tonight in Times Square, the show must go on and the ball at midnight will drop. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying he's looking forward to ringing in the new year.
Don't believe any doubting Thomases that say because there's not going to be a million people or more in Times Square that it's not going to be special. It's going to be actually arguably the most special, the most poignant, the most moving New Year's Eve.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states, if not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Come on, it's easy stuff, right? Or head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll, lots to do. Let's get back at it. You know who it is. I only bring you the best of the best. At least I think I do. Well, I don't know what you think. Anytime you're ready.
If you've just joined me, I've got the pleasure of having Dr. Jerome Corzi on with me. He's a best-selling author. 25 books since 2004. I'm just so impressed by that. 600 New York Times bestseller list, because I know what it takes to do that. And he's also the founder and CEO of CorziNation.com, CorziNation.com. Check it out, but don't check it out after the show. Not right now. Again, love having you with me today. I do appreciate your time. Go ahead.
It's my pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, we're seeing the Constitution play out right in front of us. The problem is that a lot of people don't know what the Constitution says about these kind of situations and these issues. And to your point earlier, if Pence steps in, it's going to look like he has, quote unquote, stolen the election. And those rhino, if you would, Republicans, the ones, and I agree with you, I think these guys who have been in there for so long, it is all about the money. It's all about the power. They really don't really care about the country. I was amazed to see in the last relief bill why more Republicans weren't pushing back against the money that was going overseas. Agreed?
Yeah, I see the Republicans establishment in Washington, Mitch McConnell and the others, are happy even to be a minority party. They make more money opposing the Democrats when the Democrats are in the majority or have the presidency. But a good example of that is if, you know, when it takes like 60 votes to beat a filibuster in the Senate, Mitch McConnell would rather be selling his votes to the Democrats than having to buy votes from the Democrats to get a GOP agenda put through. So money is what rules in K Street and all the lobbyists and all the law firms, and the money in Washington is what determines what the GOP does today. It's lost touch with the people. And I don't think the American people are served by either party right now. They're both becoming marginalized. And the American people do understand the Constitution fundamentally. We understand our rights. We've got to get back to teaching in the schools. The average American is not enamored with the social elite in the coast of California or in New York or Hollywood or the in Washington, the East Coast and the West Coast elite are no longer representative of what, you know, Rush Limbaugh has always called flyover country. That's basic America. That's the majority of America still today. We want families. We want God. We want traditional values. We want to grow old and have some prosperity and die in our beds surrounded by our children and our grandchildren. And these Democrats seem to want to raise taxes, and John Kerry's going to go back to the Middle East. Iran's going to be funded for a nuclear weapon. We'll have nuclear war in 2 years. These Democrats seem rabid on death issues. They're going to reinstitute abortion in major ways. They're going to be funding our nation's enemies. And communist China ends up owning the United States with money, not even firing a single bullet.
You know, the corruption or the deepness, whatever you want to call it, the depth at which this corruption has been and taking hold in D.C. for decades now, you think Trump really knew how – he knew it was corrupt. He knew there was a lot of corruption there, but you really think he knew how deep it went?
I'm sure he did not, because he felt that people who were coming to him to work for him, even in the White House, would be loyal to him. And I think he's learned – what I've learned over decades in Washington, that as president or any of these senior positions, you're best off to assume everybody who comes to see you is lying to you. You just have to figure out why they're lying.
That's terrible. That's true, but it's terrible. Yeah.
Well, that's a good rule of thumb. You know, just assume they're lying and try to figure out what they want.
Yeah.
And that's they're coming in to persuade you of something. You know, they want something, they want a job, or they want this, or they want that, and they're self-interested. And so you just have to begin to perceive it that way. And you can't really trust very many of them, because they'll stab you in the back in a second, push you out of the way. Donald Trump worked very hard to get Mitch McConnell reelected. Mitch McConnell couldn't care less. We have a Justice Department. Donald Trump put Jeff Sessions in there, who you would think would be loyal to him, and then Bill Barr, who's had a history in the Justice Department, and they turn out doing nothing except protecting Democrats. Now, and, you know, the Democrats can get away with committing any crime they want. Well, if this type of corruption is what the United States has become, I think the middle class of America, which is still strong, is going to rise up. We don't need to be quarantined. We don't need to be losing our jobs because Democratic mayors are worried about what's amounting to a bad flu. We're sick of having Fauci lie to us and finally admitting he was just reading opinion polls, making up the science. The masks don't work. The lockdowns don't work. States that opened up have fewer diseases than the states that closed down. And in the final analysis, if people had the hydroxychloroquine and zinc to begin with, we might have ended this in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep. No, I totally agree. You know, it's really funny because some of these private schools that have been open that have never closed, and you do some polling with them, you find out there are virtually zero cases of COVID-19 with those smaller private schools have been able to stay open. Yeah.
It's become a social management tool. The left wanted to prove that they can lock us down and make us feel afraid. This is what the left always does, totalitarian rule. And they, you know, if you'll obey and take a knee, if not, we'll have Black Lives Matter scream in your face. But it's back, boomerang. I mean, Americans look at Antifa and Black Lives Matter. This is not racial justice. These are, Antifa is psychopathic anarchists, and Black Lives Matter are Maoists. They're funded by China. They want revolution. They want to paint your streets and destroy your cities. Our governors like Cuomo or mayors like de Blasio are destroying New York City, a great city. We're self-destructing America listening to these people. And I think the great middle class is saying, we don't want to do this anymore. We're sick of this. And we'll tear down the Supreme Court if it's worthless. You know, basically we'll tear down the Democratic Party if it's communist. We'll tear down the GOP if it's nothing but money, money, money. Mitch McConnell is not going to be. Mitch McConnell is never going to be any Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the future of the GOP if they wake up.
Oh, wait, listen, I'm 100% behind you. I was saying that, you know, in the acceptance speech when his daughter came out and said that Donald Trump changed D.C., I was always under the impression, I said, you know what, I don't believe he changed D.C. I think he changed the Republican Party, and I think the changes he made and the things that he's been able to do are permanent changes. I think if Cruz and guys like that, you know, Dan Crenshaw, if they take this and keep running with this, I think they can build either a stronger party or a new party.
It's going to be a mega party. It's going to leave behind the GOP. Because the truth is, Mitch McConnell and a lot of the traditional establishment GOP would be very happy if Donald Trump left. And they think that they can get along with Biden and Harris. They don't understand these people are radical communist Marxists, especially Harris. And that's what's ruling the party. Behind it is Obama. One of the fundamental change of America, he's still pulling the strings. Harris couldn't even win a primary.
She came in dead last. How would you choose her for your VP? And look at some of his cabinet members. These are also people that didn't do well in the primaries. People don't like them. They don't want them. How do you bring them into your cabinet?
Well, they would basically, when Biden and... But Biden won't be long. He'll be gone.
I agree.
When Harris becomes president... She'll take away guns. She'll take away Bibles. She'll have more diseases. They'll have more lockdowns. And finally, American people are just going to say, no, we're not doing it. Everybody goes back to work. Everybody opens up restaurants. What's de Blasio going to do? And finally, the police are going to join the sheriffs, and they're going to start arresting these mayors and governors rather than listening to them.
Yeah, it was something I had to explain to my listeners, and not that they don't know, but I always say the same thing. Look, these guys, the difference between sheriffs and police chiefs is the sheriffs are they're voted in by the people, so they can't easily be fired and or removed. And they're trying to do that in L.A. County because the L.A. County sheriff, even though he is corrupt in other areas, he has refused to enforce these unconstitutional laws. We'll be back more with your own Coors Eye right after the break. Don't go far, people. You'll miss the rest of it.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let's get back at it, because I'm enjoying the time with Dr. Jerome Corzine. And you know what? Again, I don't have this information. And 24 books. I'm still wigged out by that, aren't you?
People, if you just join me, I want to welcome Dr. Jerome Corzine as a best-selling author, 25 books since 2004. He's been on the bestseller list, and he's the founder and CEO of Corzine Nation. And, again, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. But, you know, again, downtown L.A., like nothing, Dr. Jerome, like nothing you've seen before. It's amazing.
Well, and it's insane that we're allowing this to happen to the country. We're listening to these nutcases. De Blasio has destroyed New York City. And they're going to, first of all, they tend to bankrupt everything they touch.
Like locusts.
So they can't, they're stealing the money. That's where the money goes. I mean, even Biden got foreign aid to go over to Ukraine, and then they stole it, disappeared. That's been documented, but of course the Justice Department won't do anything. And when everybody is, you know, in the power structure and the institutions are in on the corruption and the steal, finally the people get sick of it because, you know, we want to live normal lives. We want the supermarkets to be filled with goods. And people say, well, can't we go back to normal? Well, no, this is now the new normal. This is now what they are thinking, this New World Order crowd and left together with the multinational corporations. They think they can push us into servitude and we will self-submit. But I think they dramatically underestimate the American people.
I agree.
I don't think American people are ready to do this. Now, we'll tolerate a certain amount of it. And, you know, people are, I think at this point, realizing they were lied to about COVID. They've been lied to about everything. Been lied to about who the Democrats are. I mean, I don't think you can get 10 people to listen to a speech. I couldn't pay them to listen to a speech by Joe Biden.
You're saying. Yeah.
And so they architected it where he didn't have to speak to anybody. And when they did, they had 35 people in their cars. Well, I mean, you're going to pay 35 people to be in their cars and honk their horn. And he stood behind a plexiglass thing and spoke with a mask over his face. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this?
Yeah. Oh, and again, God forbid you say anything about him. I mean, it's funny how they are, right? Anything you say about him in a negative light, about his health or what have you, it's because you're a hater, you know, and all this stuff here, or white supremacist. And if you say anything about her, you're just as much trouble because she's a woman of color. She's a woman of color that her own party rejected. She doesn't even have a positive, people don't see her in a positive light. In California, people of her own party don't see her in a positive light. They're just so out of touch with reality. Or one of the questions I was going to ask you was, you know, when you look, you mentioned China and how China's been increasing in power, increasing in influence. Some people say, well, you know, we were caught off guard. I don't think so at all. I think, you know, guys like Biden and Obama and Clinton, they really just didn't care. It wasn't a matter of being caught off guard because of how much money they were raking in. Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, sure, Biden's got three or four properties, and they're worth billions of dollars, and Obama buys $15 million property in Martha Vineyard. They're doing just fine on China money and everybody else's money. And the money corrupts. What the Democrats want to do is nuts. I mean, pretty soon we'll be having identity politics go into cross species, and you'll have to have a black, a white, this one, that one, a monkey, a dog, a chicken. You'll have to listen to all these trans species and what they want to do. I mean, it's insanity.
It is.
And, you know, even a child would know this is ridiculous.
Well, in California.
So eventually the American people are going to have to say, no, we're not putting up with this crap anymore. And we're basically going to run our lives the way we want to run them. And that was what this country was all about.
Yep.
China doesn't want that, but China's a weak country. China itself could have a internal revolution from the people. Because communism doesn't work, and it doesn't last. But, you know, by the time we're bankrupt, which will take them about 2 years, and have a nuclear war with Iran, which will take about the same 2 years,
wow,
at least it won't last very long.
Well, you know, you bring up Iran, and I say this to you, you know, people aren't paying attention to the fact that you're a little older than I am. I've never heard or seen peace like this in the Middle East. What president has been able to bring this about without a whole bunch of fanfare? I mean, it wasn't like what Jimmy Carter did, you know, a big signing ceremony and all that. But he's been able to bring about peace like we've never seen before, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And it's, you know, we would have an age of remarkable prosperity worldwide where Trump has the ability to say to Muslims and to Jews, let's coexist, and they do it. Let's quit fighting. I've always said peace is, you know, war is the problem in the Middle East. It's not the solution. It's the problem. It just creates another generation of hatred.
Right.
And the more we do wars, the more we are causing. It's time to stop the wars. Pull back the troops. Donald Trump understands that we can work together economically, but we don't have to have these stupid trade agreements where all the jobs go to China and the employees are slaves.
Yep.
Communism is not a form of government to live under, and human beings ought to reject these as malware I mean, look at all the Democrats are is a bad computer program that's destroying the computer.
It's true. That's very true. You know, and when you put everything together, you know, I was talking about this on the show yesterday about how, you know, nobody was going to take this vaccine. Not Pelosi, not Schumer, not Biden, not Harris. Nobody was going to take this vaccine because it was a Trump vaccine. And this was, and it wasn't, you know, you've heard it all. It wasn't going to come out before the end of the year. Trump was living in La La Land. And this is what they thought he was going to win. He was going to be able to pull it off. Now you see the flip side of the coin. And they're talking about what a miracle it is, but they're taking credit for it. It shows you how demented they really are, doesn't it?
They don't have any attachment to the truth. The left has no attachment. It means nothing to them. The truth is what they decide to think. I mean, look at the crazy ideas they've got. Global warming. So it was the cavemen with their little carbon fires, and that's what made the ice age go away, right? And so, you know, it's ridiculous. It's, you know, simple ideas like sun heats earth, and when the sun has a dormant period and it's a little cooler, the earth gets ice ages. The sun is a little hotter and burning. We get green areas, and we get, you know, flourishing crops on the earth. But of course, that's bad. We have to have a constant normal. The earth is never supposed to deviate from 75 degrees or 72.3 degrees. I mean, these people are insane.
Yep.
We have seasons. You know, it's called seasons, and that means sometimes it's warm and sometimes it's cold. It's a very difficult concept for the leftist mind to get a hold of.
You know, I left the East Coast. We were talking earlier. I left Boston right after the 79 blew. They had a 78 blizzard. So I said, this is crazy. This is nuts. And they were talking about global cooling and how we were, you know, we're going to go into another ice age and all of that, you know, and that didn't work out for them. I came to California. You know, you've seen that a couple of times in the last 30 years. But, you know, this is just what, I don't know, the uneducated like myself, we call it weather. These are weather cycles.
It's cold weather. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, isn't that hard?
It's a tough concept for the left. You know, sometimes it's real bright and you move around. Sometimes it's real dark and you kind of go to sleep. Well, it's called night and day.
Yeah. I'm extremely surprised they haven't made a big deal out of the fact that it's darker longer during those quote-unquote winter months than it is. That must be the Earth shifting that direction or something. I mean, anything they can do. They talk about fear-mongering from the right, and if you really look at everything that the left puts out, it's something they're saving us from. They've got fear-mongering down to a science, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, men, women, that's a very tough concept for the left. It's hard to work on, you know. I mean, children and adults. No, they just have sex with everything. Well,
yeah.
How about sex with the dogs? Okay, how about sex with the plants? Yeah. How about sex with anything you want to think about it with? Well, that's okay with the left. Go ahead.
Yeah. They think that's true freedom. You know, Dr. Jerome, it's been a pleasure having you on. How do people, you know, hear your show, hear your podcast, and get your books? I would imagine most of that they can get at CorsiNation.com. But when is your show on, or when can they hear you?
Well, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, we have a podcast, and it's on YouTube. Of course, they'll probably throw us off YouTube,
yeah,
too, on Twitter, and on a lot of different channels. And right now, all the author's copies of books I'm signing just with my name, so there'll be collector's editions. I'm selling all my author's copies of the books right now. And I'm probably going to do some new things, kind of a threshold point for me in my career right now. I've been writing like this since 2004. And I think President Trump will be reelected. And the country, I think, is going to reject a lot of this insanity. It's like the whole world has gone a little nuts for a while here. But
You're exactly right.
And I think that we'll come back to our sanity, because after, you know, drunken parties, usually you have to sober up. That's not a tough concept for the left, is, you know, sobriety.
Always love having guys like him on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen, next hour, we're coming down to the countdown, people. We'll talk about New Year's Eve. What are you doing? What we should expect to see in 21. And I'm sure some guests will be calling in. You've been listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.